Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me today is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. It's great to have you back. It's fall, and the kids are back in school, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of excitement in the air. I know here at this university, I got to tell you, when all the students came back, there was a huge uptick in energy around
right.
here.
Right, yeah, yep.
We have a lingering issue, and it goes through, all public education around the state. Kind of the funding structure, how it's been funded, how in the future our legislators going to figure out how to fund things.
Right, and this really, this is, as you say, this is an ongoing problem. This has been going on for years, and it's gotten to the point almost where it's hard to say what the origin of the problem is. Can you keep cutting back on funding in one area and squeezing in another area and asking kids to pay more as the tuition continues to go up?
Well, I think it is one of those really, really dodgy things to try and put together, because it's a pretty mature system. Mm-hmm. That we have in terms of just, it's been around a long time. It's like trying to turn a ship.
And I think you're absolutely right about the fact that over the last 150, 160 years, we've really built a monolithic system mm-hmm. of how our education functions, how we move kids through education. What I think is really interesting, though, is kind of the endless ingenuity of people. Mm-hmm. And because what I've been noticing in the last, even just especially in the last year, is as education costs are going up and tuition is increasing, people are starting to question the idea of, do you need that traditional college degree, that piece of paper with the letters on it, to get a good job? And more you're starting to hear people say, no, you don't. And here's an alternative. And it's not an alternative of going to community college or going to an online university. It's an idea of designing your own degree, cobbling together experience and learning in various places in a systematic and well thought out way mm-hmm. that gives people basically a college degree, what could maybe even be considered a more useful college degree, if I can say that.
Well, I think you can.
when you think about it, you get a kid, an 18-year-old, starting college as a freshman, and most of them, they don't know what they're doing.
Of
they don't
not.
Know what they want to do. And in this way, they're actively planning, this is what I want to do, this is where I want to get to, and this is how I'm going to do it. And it may not include 4 years of college. It may include college here, working there, volunteering there, and college someplace else in an online course or three or four.
Thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.